titles. Not good Ner Shabbos. Good Ner Shabbos. So in a piece in the Rechaim HaKadosh, Mekash HaSos HaTzadik, have a Lichta Ger Shabbos, Lichta Ger Shabbos, Bas Hashem. So in the Parsha, we have the beginning of Kol Yisrael moving towards Eretz Yisrael. So we know the first, every time they traveled, it's the first time. So it says in Pasuk, V'ibin Tzaharan, as the Aaron traveled, Yerom Moshe, Kum HaShem, V'ifu Tzayvecha, V'inus M'sinecha, V'pinecha, Ubenucha Yomar Yomar Shuv Hashem Rivay Salfi Yisrael. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says like this. He says as follows: Shetam Alichas Yisrael beMidbar. The reason why Klal Yisrael traveled through the Midbar was Haisel Avar Nitzutz Kedusha. Was in order to clarify and to uplift sparks of Kedusha. Hashvuyes Brishu Shoichim Midbar Tzia that was stuck in enemy territory. V'tzarech Atal Das. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh. There's two types of enemies. There's two types of klipas that attach themselves and so to speak, try to take over Nitzes of Kedusha. Echru b'chinas ha-mesis fa-mefata li-nidbak boi la-harar la-hashkas. One type of klipa that is a type of klipa that seduces the neshama. The neshama is like a spark. So it's a type of yitzar which seduces the neshama to chas v'shalom go into low things, and it doesn't show itself as an enemy. Beis, another type, is b'chinas mazik, mechavel. A klipa that shows what it is, which is just a destructive force. Vein b'tivula fateach, and it doesn't have the quality of seducing. It's just obviously evil on the outside. Uba maimer kan. So the pasuk is saying is when Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael into that battlefield, which is called the Midbar. So it says in pasuk, Moshe was referencing both that Moshe says like this: Kum Hashem veifutzo ivecha. V'futzo yivecha, what does that mean? So he says, V'futzo yivecha him aklipas and achazis b'nitzit kedusha, the enemy, that's the ones that, the enemy that's stuck, that attaches itself to the klipas. You spice it too, it should become destroyed. V'aleim remes v'petevis v'ahilash and tzar. That's a reference to the enemy that's obvious, the enemy that's just a mechabel and a mazik. U'kenega b'chinas hara mefatas adam, corresponding to that klipa, which is more seductive, and it doesn't make itself known as a mechabel and a mazik, but it's more under the radar. Omar v'ayinusu mitzanecha v'penecha, the enemy should run away. In other words, you don't even know that it's there, but the enemy should run away. Oysen b'chinas amasniyam, derech Hashem, those that cause the way of Hashem to be hated. Believe it's b'nei adam, in a very subtle way, yinusu. They should run away. And then Ubenucha Yoimar, when Klal Yisrael then settled in the place, Sir Chaim HaKadosh explains with Kitzer that those areas that Klal Yisrael traveled through quickly, those were Nitzutzei Kedusha that were easily rescued, and the klipas were easily destroyed. Those places that Klal Yisrael throughout Galus really find themselves residing in for some time, it means that the Nitzutzei Kedusha over there are it takes a longer time to rescue them, and the klipas there take more time to do this avodah. And a person therefore has to be makasha themselves to all of Klal Yisrael in order to do that. Ubenucha Yoimar. So when we settled, Moshe said, Shuva Hashem, Rivvais Alpha Yisrael. Rivvais Alpha Yisrael, by makasha oneself to all of Klal Yisrael, we're able to do that. So that's, one has to be a Navi to know what the avoid is when things like this happen. But again, you know, but just seeing this piece already, there's no reason for Yidden to even think about, again, unless you're Imamish in the battlefield. If you're not physically engaging with it, then for us there's no even reason to think about some guy that lives in some country that's thinking about Yidden. Vekir is the klipa, Vekir is the tumma that guy is the embodiment of. So whenever there is a, in warfare, it's also like true in sports, right? So it's like when you see when the enemy's losing, so you put your throat on the neck. You don't. That's when you not ease up. That's when you go force with much more force. So if there's a hesiris of a weakening of a klip in the world, Baruch Hashem, then it's not a time of relaxing in terms of that avoid. It's about increasing that avoid. So the question is, what exactly is that klipa that is being weakened? So like I said, you need to be a Navi. But so we're not Nevi'im, but you have no choice but to ask the question yourself. So it's in the place of Paras, but it's not the nation of Paras. It's not Paras. Sancheirav was Mavalbo the Umais. So what makes that klipa unique is it's, at least what I'm thinking right now, is its ambition to conquer the whole world, befrat through hatred, and befrat through sinas Yisrael. That's the Nakuda. So if there's a weakening of that klipa, it means the Ikar Avoid is to double down on that in a positive way, which means to conquer the world
through Ahavas Yisrael. What does that mean practically? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that a person, it's based on Chazal, but the Rambam passes like this, that every time a person does a mitzvah, they should, or an opportunity in their Amid Bin Yisrael, whatever it is, in Rekayim 1 to 6, 13, a person should have in mind and to realize that the whole world is 50-50 and waiting for you to be machriya, the whole world, l'kav schos. So that's called conquering the world. That's called conquering the world for Hashem. Every time a person does a mitzvah and they do it with the intention and that moichin of that this is being machriya, the whole world, l'kav schos, that's called conquering the world, b'kedusha. And if a person does that with a moichin that you represent all of Klal Yisrael in that effort, that's conquering the whole world, b'kedusha, through Avos Yisrael. What mitzvahs should a person do that? And the Rambam says you should do with all mitzvahs. But Befrat, there are two mitzvahs that the nature of these mitzvahs are kolator kuladik. And when you do that, the whole world is created from the Torah. So you do any these mitzvahs, which themselves are kolator kula, means the whole world. And you do it with the moichin of this is being machriya the whole world of kav schus. And you're doing it b'shem kol Yisrael. So it's the entire world on many, many levels. And those two mitzvahs that we have are the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kulam, and the mitzvah of Tzedakah, which is Keneged Kulam. So maybe it's a good thing, I'm sure Mechazik and myself, that it would be good during the day and at some point to, whenever a person learns, you're learning anyway, to have in mind for a little bit of the learning that you're doing this to be Machriya, the whole world of Kav Schos, and you're doing it B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and you give a quarter to Tzedakah. You're giving Tzedakah anyway, so you give a quarter to Tzedakah with the intention of Mimachri, the whole world of Kav Schos, and you don't give B'Shem Klal, representing all of Klal Yisrael. And that, Bez Hashem, we should be Zaycha, that's just by way of Tefillah, to ask the Rabbanu Shalom, not just to get rid of Goyim that live somewhere, that's easy, that's not a big deal, but the Rabbanu Shalom should uproot that Klipa from the hearts of the world, from the hearts of Klal Yisrael, of Chas Hashem, seeing the world in a negative, pessimistic, and sinus Yisrael took away, we should be Zaycha to find that Moshe Rabbeinu, Nishmas Moshe, inside of every Yid and Befrat, inside the Tzaddikim, and Befrat, should Befrat in Eretz Yisrael, should find his voice, and should be able to speak in an open and clear way, words of Torah that are Mechrilo, the whole world of Kav Schos, through the way of Avos Yisrael, which Bezech to experience that, B'nai Niglim, B'ezkot Zavrach, B'mherv, B'mein, Amen.